Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Investigations are underway into a fire which broke out at an apartment building in West Dublin yesterday. Smoke was seen billowing from the Falcons View apartment block in Blanchardstown. Now, a number of families were not allowed to return to their homes overnight, and questions are now being raised as to where they're going to stay in the coming days, weeks and months. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by Fine Gael councillor Poonam Ranay, who represents the Blanchardstown Mulhuddart ward, and Sinn Féin TD for Dublin West, Paul Donnelly. You're both welcome to the programme. Poonam, thankfully there were no injuries from what we know at present. Are you confident at this stage that the fire safety measures internally and externally, that they worked well?
To be honest, there are no such incidents reported. There were no casualties. The fact that the fire brigade was informed immediately and they reacted was because those alarm conditions or the safety alarms were in place and working. And investigation currently is in ongoing at the minute. And I think I'll wait for the report, because since this was brought to me, I've been working continuously with Fingal County Council, the exec of Fingal County Council. She's been on top of it. We have provided accommodation, emergency accommodation, to all the families that were affected. I know they are in a state of shock at this point in time, so we are providing all the support that they need to make sure that they are okay.
And can you tell us how many people or how many families were not permitted to go back into their homes last night?
At this point in time, I don't know the exact numbers, but 7 families were affected, but some of them were allowed to go because the fire brigade made investigations as to which families can go back and the damage that was done to the apartments. And I believe there were some of them that were allowed to go.
And Paul, I know you were at the scene yesterday and, you know, Poonam just said there that the people who were affected were in shock. You saw that playing out as this was happening.
I'm on the scene this morning just to see if there's anything that we can do. I mean, the apartments themselves are in a very bad condition. You can see the damage is extensive, and I think this will take a very long time for those apartments to be usable again. So, again, I'm glad that the Fingal County Council have acted so quickly. I know Anne-Marie Farrelly, as the CEO, has been involved in this morning. So, we hope that these families can get back into their homes as quickly as we possibly can.
And who's housing them now? Is it the County Council or is it the management company of the apartment building?
As far as I'm aware, it's the Council who have provided emergency accommodation, yeah. And again, look, I think the management of the building, the owners of the building, I would hope that they would act very quickly to get get builders in there and get these renovated as quickly as we can. I mean, if anybody has seen the apartments, they are very badly damaged, and I think we need to see very quickly from the fire investigations as to why the fire spread so quickly and damaged so many apartments. There are 7 apartments, as far as I can see, that have been very badly damaged.
And they're uninhabitable. Is that what you're saying?
Certainly, from what we can see, absolutely, they are uninhabitable. There's windows have been blown out in some of them. So, and that's right up, from I think it's the 5th floor, 6th floor up, right up to the very top of the building, on one side, which is attached to the hotel.
Mm-hmm. And Poonam, you're confident, are you, from what you've heard from Fingal County Council, that they have the accommodation needed for as long as they need to have the accommodation?
That's correct. Yes, I was on to Anne-Marie since morning. In fact, I've been continuously talking to her and she said, yes, we will provide all the support and they will be provided accommodation as long as they need, as long as they can't go back. Obviously, some of them can't go back. There are 7 units that were impacted, apartments that were impacted. Not all of them are in a livable condition, but some which are in a livable condition, they will be allowed to go. But the ones that are totally burnt out, those families will definitely be supported and given accommodation.
Okay, Councillor Poonam Rane and Sinn Féin TD Paul Donnelly, thank you for joining us on that this morning. Now, I asked you earlier whether you'd change your mind about having a pint if there was a calorie count on the beer tap. Well, we'll be getting some answers to that question after this break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.